Another day, another hot-button issue at the U.S. Supreme Court. This time, the question is whether the Biden administration must continue to enforce the Trump-era program known as Remain in Mexico. And just outside the courthouse this morning, people are rallying for that policy to end. The policy requires asylum seekers, mainly from Central and South America, to stay on the Mexican side of the border while waiting for final hearings in U.S. immigration courts. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The Trump administration devised the Remain in Mexico policy in hopes of deterring migrants from streaming to the U.S. with asylum claims. The Biden administration, immediately upon taking office, suspended the program. But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, acting on a challenge brought by Texas and Missouri, ordered the new administration to continue the Trump policy. Today, the Supreme Court hears expedited arguments in the administration's appeal. The case centers on the meaning of numerous immigration provisions, how they've been interpreted for decades, and bluntly put, whether the Supreme Court will be as deferential to the Biden administration as it was to the Trump administration when it comes to immigration enforcement policies. To begin with, there's the immigration law. It's sort of like a Russian nesting doll. You open it up and there's another doll inside, then another and another. According to the state of Texas and 20 other GOP-dominated states, the law says that all asylum seekers shall be placed in detention, and shall means they must be detained for however long it takes until their cases are decided in court. Indiana Solicitor General Thomas Fisher, siding with Texas, puts it this way.
The administration basically has two choices. You either detain people seeking asylum at the border, and if you don't have the detention space, then you're sort of left with returning them to Mexico.
But that is not the way the law has ever been enforced by any administration, Democratic or Republican, including the Trump administration. In fact, while the shall language has been in the immigration law since 1903, so has other arguably contrary language, words such as may. Former immigration officials, Republican and Democratic, say there's a good reason for the fudgy language. Not only is everything about borders complicated, there's been no major rewrite of the nation's immigration laws in more than 25 years. The last time the law was updated, in 1996, legislative disagreements were resolved with compromise language to deal with the fact that, on the one hand, Congress wanted to make it more difficult to release asylum seekers pending their hearings, while, on the other hand, Congress recognized that detaining everyone would be prohibitively expensive. At no time since the 1996 law was passed has everyone, or even most of the people seeking asylum, been detained, even in the Trump administration. Stuart Verdery served as Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security in the George W. Bush administration.
Congress has only appropriated money for Homeland Security to detain around 30,000 to 40,000 individuals on any given moment. And we see the number of people crossing the border at least over 1 million. And so by definition, you can't detain everybody.
The policy in every administration, to one degree or another, has been to release asylum seekers who present neither a security risk nor a risk of absconding. Remain in Mexico was trumpeted as a different approach that would serve as a deterrent. Indiana's Solicitor General Fisher says it was working.
The volume of applicants showing up at the border decreased precipitously.
That's false.
Jay Johnson served as President Obama's Secretary of Homeland Security from 2013 to 2017.
In 2019, during the Trump administration, we had almost 1 million apprehensions on our southern border, the highest number we've seen in years.
The raw numbers from the Trump administration show that in 2019, when the Remain in Mexico program was put in place, some 68,000 people, a tiny fraction of those seeking asylum in the U.S., were placed in the program by Customs and Border Patrol. At the heart of all this is a separate legal question, whether the court should second-guess the foreign policy judgments that undergird this and other immigration policies. At this point, neither Mexico nor the Biden administration wants Remain in Mexico to continue. Both see it as a flawed program in which migrants in squalid camps at the border have little ability to find lawyers or information for their hearings and are subject to violent attacks, kidnapping, extortion, and rape by criminal cartels. What's more, The Biden administration sees the lower court order as invading its ability to deal effectively with Mexico. A group of top administration officials from both parties echo that point in friend of the court briefs. Republican Verdery, for instance, points to the port of San Ysidro south of San Diego, the busiest port of entry in the United States, with 32 lanes of traffic, trucks, cargo, tourists, and migrants trying to sneak in without authorization.
Billions and billions of dollars that go across the border every day in terms of people and goods has to be managed.
Managed jointly with Mexico. And that, he says, is a process so complicated and fluid that the courts in the past have largely deferred to the executive branch. To cite just one example, he notes that after 9/11, the U.S. and Mexico went to a maximum level of protection, then over time relaxed restrictions in part because the economies in both countries were suffering.
This is something that has worked out between governments, and it really is not a place for a court to get involved.
Former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson echoes that sentiment. He says that the lower court's decision requiring remain in Mexico to stay in place violates the president's foreign policy prerogatives.
The Fifth Circuit's decision tells the executive branch of the United States government to tell the government of Mexico to restore the program, which was, frankly, a huge disaster on both sides of the border. Rarely, if ever, has a court decision intruded into the foreign policy of the United States in this way.
On the other side, though, Texas and some other Republican-dominated states argue that in 1996, Congress intended to narrow the executive branch's discretion, and now is the time to hold true to that mandate. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.